Friday, 9 to 11. The Haik Report is live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. U.S. Pacific Daylight Time net right now here in Los Angeles. And it's 9 o'clock now here in Los Angeles, Friday, April 12th, AD 2024. You can call in, guys, 1-888-775-3773 if you're between the hours of, within those hours, wherever in the world. And you can super chat. Some of you guys, I did see your super chats. And some of you guys, I saw your responses to super chats and different calls and things. That's cool. I'm going to kick my IG on. I'm live on various platforms, guys. And it's going to be a loosey-goosey Friday show. It is Fob Friday. It's Frog Eyes Friday. What will I hope to touch on, though? The Fed. A little nice little tip from Big Bump. Big Bump gave Haik a tip about the Fed being anti-Trump. And some other things. O.J. Simpson. Some other people gave me tips on O.J. Simpson. A juror, a black female juror with O.J. Simpson. I don't have any clips for you today, but perhaps I can sort of reenact the clips. And anyway, I don't necessarily want to play that clip because I don't know if it's copyrighted, and I don't want to get blocked or striked or... Well, I don't care if it gets flagged. The California literacy rate is pretty low. And that's not because of the blacks. I think that's the Hispanics, I think. But the blacks are into their Obama phones. A little correction on the Obama phone thing, maybe. Courtesy of Big Bump, who sometimes co-hosts with Haik, has filled in for Haik. The minimum wage. And of course, your calls, guys, and maybe some other things. Some of you guys already on hold. But anyway, everybody, it's Friday. That means the AJ Gallardo original theme song. So let's get right on with the show! You're enjoying this theme song of originally written and performed and recorded by AJ Gallardo with Haik on the organ keys. Can you hear the organ keys? I doubt it, but maybe it's there. Nice.
Oh, it's the Haik Report, the Haik Report, la la la. Oh, it's the Haik Report, the Haik Report, la la la.
How you guys doing? I am fine. Lin Yen Chin, I saw your response to your feedback on my reading of your super chats. I received that, and I accept it. Thank you, man. I have a T-shirt on called "All Thoughts Are Lies." All thoughts are lies. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Designed by the American Anchor Baby. And you can find this T-shirt on the Society 6 JLP Talk. Society 6 with the numeral 6, the number 6, .com/JLP Talk. So rebuildingtheman.com/stores is the easy way to, that's like the central location to find all things JLP, Bond, and the Fallen State regarding Jesse's books and the T-shirts, mugs, stickers, stuff like that. Nice. Okay. So let me start right off before I get back to calls. Yeah, because yesterday I was doing calls like crazy, which is fun. A little update on O.J. Simpson. I got a call yesterday from David in Ocala, Florida, who was speculating about that guy who got beaten by the LAPD on videotape, Rodney King. He was, according to reports, high on PCP, speeding through the Los Angeles streets, maybe neighborhood, and wouldn't pull over. And then he pulled over and he was struggling to get up, and they were hitting him, according to what I heard from a friend of mine, in the joints to, stop him from basically like incapacitate him from getting up and moving and fighting. And he was a big guy. And PCP is also known as speed, is it? I don't know. I don't know my drugs. Well, I don't know if I should be calling them my drugs. But, and to the lay person, it looked terrible. Oh, terrible. Like 5 or 6 guys, police hitting him. And he was hospitalized. He recovered. He was interviewed by JLP years later. He said, can we get along? Can we get along? Can't we all just get along? During the trial. They were acquitted, and then the feds went after them and got them, if I remember right. They were acquitted of, or I don't even know if they were charged, like a grand jury declined to charge. I forget what it was. But the blacks went crazy, and Hispanics, too. They had took advantage and looted, I heard, in Los Angeles here. Luckily, I wasn't working at Bond at that point. I was like a fourth grader or something, or younger maybe, third grader. And I remember I was east of L.A. at that point in the suburbs. And I remember smoke in my yard from the fires that they were setting and looting. And Reginald Denny, I think, was a white man who was driving a truck, a big rig. They pulled him out of his vehicle or something like that and kicked him in the head. They threw like a cinder block at his head. I think he survived, right? Did Reginald Denny survive? But the blacks were viciously hating and blaming the whites. And the Hispanics were jumping at the opportunity to loot. There used to be a t-shirt, "My parents went looting," and all I got was this dumb t-shirt at the Rodney King riots. Cute, huh? But it was terrible. And not long after that was the O.J. Simpson case. Blew up. O.J. Simpson, this before my time, long before my time, well-known athlete. I didn't really follow football anyway. And he allegedly, they thought that he killed his ex-wife, the white woman, Nicole Brown Simpson. Simpson being his last name, Brown maybe being her maiden name. Feminist. And her quote-unquote friend, Ron Goldstein? Goldman? Goldman, I think. Whatever. Well, I have a picture of one of the jurors, I suppose. One of the jurors, purported jurors, O.J. Simpson juror. Keith Woods posted this on X. He's a popular guy over on X. I've talked to people who talk to him. I don't know if I've talked to him in appearances or anything. Juror from the O.J. Simpson trial, according to this guy, says 90% of the jury, which is an inaccurate number, okay? Because if there's 12 jurors, 90% would be 10.2, right? No. I don't know. 12 jurors, all but 1.2, it would be 9.8. Right? No. 11.8. No, 10.8. 10.8. I can't do math. All but one and a fifth, something like that, of the jurors thought that he was guilty, but they acquitted him anyway as payback to white people. And he put payback in quotes. Because there were some sort of leading questions. I listened to this interview, and you see this short-haired, thin, fit, old school looking classy black lady with glasses. This is years later, I guess, in an interview. And he asks her, was this verdict at all considered payback for the acquittal of those police officers? They acquitted the police officers in the beating of Rodney King. They didn't kill Rodney King. It may have been justified. To the layperson, it looks wrong. But by police standards, it may have been acceptable. It just looks bad. Because manly work looks too rough for us tender-hearted betas. Or sensitive blacks who hate whites and cops and assign bad intentions on the cops, right? And she said, yes. 90% of us thought that way. And the man asks, is it right? And she goes, she shrugs her shoulders a little bit and puts her hands up in a shrugging, don't care. I don't know. I don't care. She didn't say a word, at least not in this short little clip. And it was sort of interesting. And that's... So I guess my impression was sort of right, if this is accurate. If this lady is truly a juror and she's telling the truth about her own mindset, because she was part of that, and others. One juror allegedly gave the black power fist, the communist fist. Students at Augustana College reacted to O.J. Simpson's acquittal, and it was an integrated school, I guess. And there were blacks all excited and whites all looking, just looking. Maybe either stunned or concerned or dispassionate or whatever. And isn't that typically the case? Whites a little bit more fair-minded and dispassionate, and blacks all excited and team black. Team black. Porkchop Express sent this to me. He's a guy on X who tags me on a lot of stuff. It's to be expected with these blacks to be thinking black. And I told in Hake News today on the JLP show, I searched on this totally useless website, Google, or maybe it was Brave Browser, and they said that 6 out of the 12 jurors, 50% of the jurors, were black females. The least fair-minded, perhaps, per capita, mind you, demographic. I know some fair-minded black females. Shout out, ladies. But per capita, the least fair-minded, the ones that voted 98%, those who voted over in Alabama, black females, against Judge Roy Moore back in 2017 for senator. They voted against him for some Democrat male. Judge Roy Moore being a sensible Christian Republican man who was Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court of beautiful Alabama. And 98% of them, those who voted, according to polling reporting back then. So no, not sensible ladies. And the so 6 out of the 12, 50% black females. Imagine that on a jury. Whoa. O.J. Simpson jury. And 8 out of the two-thirds of the jurors were black. So there were 2 black males who may as well be, at least the one if he actually really did the black power fist, may as well be a black female. Because to be on team black over above what's right is a female thing. Females go, oh, team Christian, team this or that. Even team, they join teams. And that is the blacks are like that a lot. It's ridiculous. And the whites are starting to do that because they think, oh, we need to start being tribal. And yeah, it's fine to protect your fellow man when you see one's evil. Evil is befalling them. But you don't have to join a team or join the take sides emotionally. And that's what they do. And it does that. They're worse and worse and worse off the deep end, betraying actual justice. And the establishment is on their side, on that side, the side of the evil that's in them, not on their actual side. They're not thriving for it. People are like, oh, some people call it identity politics. Identity politics works for them. We should do identity politics. I'm before doing like the all white thing, but without being identity about it, without being the team this or that about it. It's because, do it because they are the ones who are qualified, right? And because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're black and you have nobody black who's like so-called representing you in the government, as long as that person's a fair-minded person. Right? Duh. But I guess that's white thinking. it may be, but it's actually fair, sensible thinking. Oh, I'm shaking my head. Hank is all into his whiteness, says Ned Post. Roy Moore, decorated Vietnam vet, says Steve C. Oh, yeah. Did he go to Vietnam or he went to something? And then he started to look for a wife. And they called him a PDF. So sick. These sick people. So that's that. And then here's another team black thing. Mark Lamont Hill. Then I'll get to calls, guys. Mark Lamont Hill, I saw this on X from a friend of mine. O.J. Simpson was an abusive liar. Oh, Lord. Talk about woman words. Abusive. Who abandoned his community, meaning the blacks, I guess? Is that what he means? Long before he killed two people in cold blood, according to Mark Lamont Hill. I don't know. Everybody I respect who was older, who knew what was going on, who kept up with what was going on, almost everybody. It seems like. When I was a kid, I thought that it was known that he was guilty. But now I don't know, nor do I care. But the people who are like more sensible and even fair-minded say that he was guilty. And then there are people who say that he wasn't. Some people who seem sort of fair-minded, somebody said that Judge Joe Brown on JLP's show said that he was innocent. But anyway, that's not my point in reading this Mark Lamont Hill post. Mark Lamont Hill debated JLP many times, or he tried to anyway. Intellectual, a professor, a Huffington Post darling, token. You know the liberals use blacks as tokens. They don't actually respect them at all. So-called conservatives do that too, but liberals do it the most because they have tokens up the yin yang. Don't say that word, kids. His acquittal for murder was the correct and necessary result of a racist criminal legal system. Racist means fair-minded. If the blacks are committing more crimes, they're going to get charged more. They're going to get more extra attention until they get under control, which they're only encouraged to go more and more out of control. So he calls that racist, though. So he thinks he committed a murder. But he says that his acquittal for murder was correct and necessary result of a racist criminal legal system. But he's still a monster, not a martyr. Monster is a liberal woman word, so Mark Lamont Hill is a liberal woman, I say. Mark with a C. Found that sort of an interesting team black. Hate white people. Insane, evil thinking. I'm shaking my head. Take that in. Ridiculous. JLP would debate him on Sean Hannity's radio show and different things over the decades. He was buddy-buddy with Don Lemon, you know, back when Don Lemon was on Commie Nonsense Network. And I do mean commie. Communist. Correct and necessary. What a ridiculously hypocritical statement. Yeah. Yes, Shane. I don't know if it's hypocrisy, because blacks don't mind being unfair liars, and they don't, again, they don't care about what's right. They care about what's black and evil. The blacks like this, like Mark Lamont Hill. And if that's correct, that juror woman does not care. Sweet lady, though. Just brainwashed. So shout out to the brainwashed blacks. We love the brainwashed blacks who hate us. If we love anybody, or who hate, they might not hate us. They just hate white people and cops. Crazy. Thank you, Hassan, who put up those screenshots there for me. Wild, huh? I agree with the first part, says Shebo, that he abandoned his abusive liar who abandoned his community long before he killed two people in cold blood. That's dumb. Well, I'm talking about the abandoned his community part. I don't know what type of a man that OJ was when he was a successful athlete and funny actor and stuff like that. Because I'd never heard his name that I could remember until the Bronco chase, or the, actually, it wasn't even the Bronco chase, because 1994, I don't remember hearing about him, but it was 1995 when I was a freshman in high school. They were replaying that, I guess, the Bronco chase. What is that, Ford Bronco, I guess? The truck slash SUV thing? That's before SUVs came out, right? At least I don't remember SUVs, the name, term SUV, until I was like maybe a senior in high school. Maybe they're out there, but I just didn't know what it was. Lord of the Pies says, I literally don't care about so-called black issues because I'm not black. Nobody actually cares about anything. You just get caught up with your ego, with the ego that has you. The ego catches you up in the excitement, the pride, the arrogance, the self-righteousness, and that's what it is. But when you're presented with an issue, I think you know, like, what's right. Or what's wrong, or at least you know not to, take sides, whatever. That's a strength, whites. Not to get caught up, but anyway, what a mess. Let me get to a call or two, guys. One line open, you can call in right now, 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. Philip is a first-time caller in Missouri. Philip, how are you doing, man? Thanks for calling and holding.
Hey, no problem at all. Thank you for having me. How are you doing, sir?
Doing fine, thank you.
Amazing. Well, in the meanwhile, I appreciate it. Hey, last time I did call and spoke to Jesse a few months ago. I was with an evil woman.
An evil woman?
Evil.
Okay.
Liberal woman. Validate my feelings and all that other stuff. That was just, it was a mess.
Yeah.
So, 100%, I listened to Jesse's advice.
Philip with one L or two L's?
Philip with two L's.
Nice. I like to get it right.
I appreciate it.
Go ahead.
Either one. So I listened to Jesse's advice. He said, don't have sex for a year. I'm like, all right, going to be hard. Because then he said, I'm not in love with her, I'm in sex with her.
Right.
Good point. So I was like, okay, I'm trying to distinguish the difference. So I have other women I'm kind of hanging out with and just dating.
Okay.
But I think I've been in sex with all of the women, and I don't know what love feels like. Because if that makes sense, I'm trying to articulate it the best of my ability, but
yeah,
I don't know if I should even be focused on that right now. I'm just trying to focus on myself and get my pride and kill off my ego and not mess with these evil women, especially the liberal women.
Nice. You say kill off your ego. You're trying to, you're making an effort to kill off your ego.
Yeah. And
how do you go about doing that?
I do the silent prayer, and then I'm, you know, because I know the thoughts most of the time when I get in my head, it gets me emotional, and I know all I have to do is do, like what Jesse was talking about, because I called in and said, all thoughts can't be lies, right? Uh-huh. And he said, well, you know, what thoughts are you referring to? And I was like, when it comes to making money, you know, I have to make thoughts all the time. I'm big with words. It can't be all. But
yeah.
He's like, well, those are practical thoughts. Just don't get caught up on them. Don't get hung up. If you're hung up on it, it's not good or something like that. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm just kind of looking for advice because when it comes to hanging out with ladies, I think it's like, shit, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to curse her. Maybe I was in sex with all these ladies.
Right.
And
yeah, you were.
Never knew love.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say you were because I can relate to that, even never having had the S word. But that was the it was some ego S word / emotion selfishness that attracted and attracts me to the ladies. And that's all that it is, and love has nothing to do with it. So you don't have to worry about what love actually feels like because it doesn't. I don't think it feels, it's not a feeling. It doesn't have to do with feelings. It's irregardless, which is not a word. That's terrible.
We'll go with it.
Of feelings, of emotions, if you prefer calling it emotions or whatever. It's, and I don't even agree with the people who say love is a verb or love is an action. Hat tip to DC Talk, the rap group.
yeah, I got you.
It is a spirit. Like, I think it's a spirit. God is love, you know? So you'll have perfect love once you know God. Once you know God, you'll have perfect love. But I don't know if I agree with the idea necessarily. I kind of like it, but I kind of don't like it of killing the ego because it's more letting it die, I think.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because you just fast, if you will, from the stuff that has you chasing compulsively or impulsively chasing after selfishness and pride and desires and stuff like that. You bear the selfish pain of not chasing that, and then you. And then you just can maybe more don't think about it too much, and then maybe more freely, dispassionately, and with your wits about you, deal with a lady or the ladies or what, and just live your life without being too in your head about it.
Absolutely, and I believe what I've done in the past is. Use the ladies.
Are you turning left?
I'm turning right.
Oh, okay.
And excuse me there, but yeah, I think I was just using them as a drug.
Yeah.
As it was, sex was kind of a drug to me.
Even texting, all that stuff can be like some bit of a high. Attention
absolutely.
Itself. And they're using you. They're using you for the same. Ego thing, although they're not as into this S word, maybe they're into the using you just as much as you are into using them, maybe more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I also think they're into my money because I make a pretty good amount of it.
Okay, don't dox your wealthy status. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
I get you.
Oh,
of course. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a big motivation for women, and I don't hold that against them. Because they want stability and stuff like that. They want a man who's a man who can take care of himself
well,
and her.
Absolutely, and that's what I want to do, but it's hard to distinguish that. I don't think that's what I'm going to put out the first time I meet a lady.
Yeah.
But, you know, you also don't want to... I want to know that I'm well taken care of. I can take
care
of
a woman. Yeah, you don't want to let on that stuff. You want to keep it a... Somebody says, stop bragging, caller. You're a joke. Yeah, you don't even want to mention that.
He's broke.
I get what you're saying about you think that they are after your money, because that's probably quite true.
It's a contributing factor, I would say.
Yeah, don't let on to that stuff, and don't even let them know you have it. Don't even bring it up. Don't even answer them if they ask you about it. You just be like, none of your business.
That makes sense.
And don't treat them to expensive stuff.
That makes sense.
Because then you're feeding your own.
I agree with Jesse on the no sex thing. I know it's hard as that right now. It really is. But I think I'm going to have to agree with them. And it just gave me a new perspective.
Then you're less likely to be killed by them or to get obsessed with them that you'll hurt them either or yourself. And it's easy, and it's easier to drop them, and it's easier for them and you, and it's better. You're showing them a little bit more, at least a physical version of love, in that you're doing right by them by not using them up, if you will.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Shout out to the used up ladies. You're still.
I think the love thing confuses me.
The love thing. What do you elaborate?
To the best of my ability, I don't know how to describe love. So this is the only word that
leave it alone then.
Me.
Yeah, leave it alone, because these ladies throw around the word love. They have no idea what they're talking about. And males throw around the word love. They have no idea what they're talking about. That's a overused, abused, misunderstood word that's the opposite of what people are. The real thing is the opposite of what people mean, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm just wanting the perfect peace.
Yeah,
and
they mean obsession, caught up, obsessed with you, caught up with you, want to be with you always. That's like, I don't think that's love. In fact, I'm quite sure it's not.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, man, I appreciate it.
And don't try to figure it out, because they say, I think the Bible says, I don't know if you're a Christian or if you're kind of Christian friendly. I think that
I am there.
Anyone who does not love does not know God. God is love. So let him, and he's in you, you know?
Absolutely.
So like he's in you deep down, you're just distracted from him, I think. And so if you just get away from the distractions, be quiet, pray quietly without ceasing, be self-controlled and alert, or he gives you a spirit of self-control too. You'll be able to control yourself, you know?
Absolutely.
At least that's what the Bible says. I think you'll grow into knowing love, which is God.
I think so. I hope so, at least.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. Hey, I appreciate it.
What decade are you in? 30s, 40s, 20s?
I'm 33.
Nice. Of course, 33.
So
nice. That's Jesus's age.
Well, I thought. All right. Well, we'll go with.
Don't let age put any light any fire under you. Don't let age of the ladies make you feel guilty for them or feel sorry for them, because ladies are getting older too. Don't feel sorry for them or yourself, or feel any fire underneath you to get going, because you don't know if you're supposed to marry or not. You don't know where life will take you.
Makes sense. Hey, what do you think about liberal women though? Because
they're cute.
I tried it, and these liberal women, this lady was pretty and everything, but she had that liberal ideology. She voted for Biden. I know the comments are going to tear me up right now, but
yeah,
no way to change him, right?
No, you definitely don't want to change him. It shouldn't. I don't know if it's a deal breaker, but it's just like, okay, you're a lost person. The Trump-supporting gals are lost as well. And some of the Trump-supporting gals think they're better than the liberals, and they're not better than them.
I agree with you there. I just know the feelings, I think, come more from the left.
Oh, yeah. They are into, they're openly into, knowingly into the feelings. Why waste the time, asks Mike Gibson with a double question mark. I do suggest, I don't know.
I'm just reading these here.
Oh, you're reading the chat?
Yeah.
Okay, so hopefully you're pulled over so you're not,
No, I'm like back at the office.
Okay. I suggest, well, the Bible does say don't be unequally yoked, so don't be getting too serious with them. Just be a friend. Be a light to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. So don't be trying to think, oh, could this be the one? That's that's playing God. Let God work that out.
Yeah,
or Satan, if Satan's really God in your life, you know?
Satan is, women are evil, man. I don't know. There's a lot of evil women out here.
Indeed. Yeah.
Hard to find a good one. I don't know where to go.
Because you're not a good man yourself. That's probably why.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Of course.
You're probably right. I ain't going to argue with you.
Yeah. And men are
more... I'm working on it, though.
I know that men are more apt to admit they're not good, but they'll continue on in, like, chasing evil.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I know. I'm trying not to do, but, hey, I appreciate it, man. I really do.
I like this call, man. Call me again sometime, Philip.
Absolutely, man. And y'all have a good idea. I love what you guys are doing. Yeah, I absolutely appreciate everything y'all do.
Yeah. Right on, man.
Either way, y'all have a good one.
You too. And you can always contact JLP if you want private counseling.
Yeah.
You can get like a half hour or full hour by Skype or in person if you happen to visit California or over the phone. Nice. So you can
I would love to meet him one day. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Call the bond office if you want to do that.
Absolutely. Thanks, sir. Have a good one.
You too. Take care.
All right, now. Bye-bye.
Nice guy. Let's see if I have counseling here. Let me just do bond. Bond, church, counseling, men's forum, women's forum. I think the women's forum is going to be next week, ladies. That's the third Thursday of the month. Oh, nice. Super chats, guys. Thank you. Evil is still real. Nice to see you, man, or hear from you. There is one line open, guys. Aman in India. I had to do a short call with him yesterday. Aman, I'm pronouncing it correctly, right?
Yes, you're right about it.
Nice.
So I had a quick question. You know, like how Jesse like does the prayer, and if he has questions, he asks God, and God makes him realize, and then he shares it. So I was thinking, like, for me specifically, if you realize something, is it wrong to share it? Or is it like an ego thing?
It might be an ego thing. Oftentimes it is a setup to be sharing something that you know or that you think that you know. It's almost like when you share it, you're getting your reward on earth, and then you're not getting the reward of that knowledge in heaven in your heart to turn it into wisdom, because you're feeding the ego by sharing it out of excitement and pride and wanting other people to know, like a mama or like a preacher, like a preacher with the wrong spirit, if you know what I mean. And so that's, I think that's the reason why you shouldn't share stuff that you realize necessarily.
So how is Jesse able to do it? Like, you know,
guided, he's guided by the spirit of truth. He's not guided by the spirit of ego and selfishness and pride.
Uh-huh.
He's not all caught up and excited and wanting people to know and trying to force them to understand, you know. And so he's just pointing the way, you know, and he knows it's not him. He's not all proud of himself for having realized this, you know? So that's there's a time that you share stuff, and there's a time that you live stuff.
Oh, okay.
And he's so not going around preaching all the time. He's living his life.
Yeah.
He lives a quiet life, really. He just talks on the show for 3 hours a day, and then on the Fallen State for an hour and a half once a week, and then church for 2 hours. But he's conversing with people. He's actually it's a humble spirit. It's not a look at me thing.
Uh-huh.
So you'll have that.
So let's say that.
Go ahead.
Continue. No, you continue.
You may have that too. It's just like, don't be thinking like a woman where you see somebody do something and then you do the same thing or say the same thing, thinking that you're coming from the same spirit, but you're not. It's not.
No. My intent was like, you know, like, I sometimes realize something and I want to share it with you guys so that you can tell me if I'm wrong or right. Because if I realize it and I think, oh yeah, this is the right way, then I'm probably, it's not a good thing, you know? So I was thinking like sharing it with you guys, is it right or wrong?
Oh.
Yeah, like not like everybody, like, oh yeah, like a Pharisee, I don't want to do that because right. that is only going to destroy me in the end. It's only going to invite me trouble. But I was thinking like sharing it with you guys, like Jesse, you, Hake.
You definitely can. You can if you want feedback, but if you realized something, then there's no doubt about it. You don't need to ask us. If you do have a question, it's fine to ask a question. We're just having some fellowship and maybe we're wrong too in our feedback for you because we may misunderstand what you're trying to say or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Because words and phrases and statements have multiple meanings. And in different contexts or different situations, they may apply. They may not actually apply in whatever situation because it may be irrelevant to that situation. So we're trying to communicate. So it's fine to communicate if you have a question.
Oh, because I can basically, like, if I realize something and I can ask a question about it to you guys, right?
Yeah, yeah. You feel free to bounce an idea off us. Don't be following your busy mind. If you're in doubt about it, maybe be quiet until you know what to do, until you see what to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all.
But if it's bugging you,
thank you.
Yeah, if it's after that passes and you just have calm, then you can maybe ask in the right way.
Yeah, like I don't have that like excitement, like oh, I need to share it. I was just thinking like maybe I could be wrong, or I could be right, but I just wanted to have a second opinion about it.
Is there something in particular that you think that you realized and now you're doubting it? Is there something in particular that you're thinking of, a specific example? I'm not asking for you to tell me the example, but is there a specific example you have in your mind?
Like, not like doubted, but I want to make sure that I'm on the right path of like, you know. So for example, like, how should I share this? Like, I just realized like about the aliens thing, right? So aliens do not exist because it's a distraction. And if you like see people, you know, like people spend all their life until they 80, 90 years of age, they spend all their life searching for aliens, which do not exist. Not in the Bible. It says like, oh, I created species on another planet. God never said it.
Yeah.
So I realized that it's a distraction to keep you away from God, because if people knew aliens don't exist, people would revert back. You know what? Let me go find out about religion. Let me go find out about God. And then I realized devil always uses distraction to keep you from within. So I realized that.
Yeah, that second statement is definitely true. And aliens may as well not exist because that's irrelevant to our lives, at least as far as we know. So stick with what you know and don't worry about what you can't know. People get all into dumb pursuits of things that can be, one, can be known, and two, cannot be known.
Yep.
Yeah. So I kind of like that statement. People say space is fake, but people who say space is fake want to preach that space is fake, and that too is a distraction.
Yeah, it's like an exciting, thrilling thing.
Yeah, right. Nice, man.
I've had a bunch of stuff like this, so I wanted to like have an opinion about, like, from you guys, like everybody else, but you guys. So
the distraction is your own thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever it's about, you can be distracted with the quote unquote truth. I used to read the Bible.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, I used to read the Bible until like 3 a.m. when I was in college. Trying to like, I wouldn't pray. I would start to like write down in a journal, pretending like I was praying to God in a journal. It was not a diary. It was a manly journal. Oh, okay, fine.
Were you scared when you were reading the Bible?
Yeah. Sometimes I was. Sometimes I liked it and it rang true to me. Sometimes I was excited to see something that I liked that gave me hope or that seemed right that might help me. Sometimes I was scared and concerned, like, oh no, is that going to be me? It was all of those things, and it was I was seeking God, quote unquote, the best I knew how.
Yeah.
Or at least the best that I was willing to do. You know, because I was okay with reading the Bible. I wasn't okay with being quiet and stuff like that. And interesting.
So I can share it, like, with you guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I...
Nice, man. Appreciate you, man. You doing JLP's silent prayer?
Yes.
Right on, man. Appreciate you, Aman.
I do too. I appreciate you.
Nice. Call me again sometime.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Speaking of foreigners, Michael in Canada is on the line. Michael in Canada, thank you for calling, man, and holding there. What is up?
What's up with you, eh?
Not much. Come to your phone.
Not much.
You're coming in. You sound kind of far away, like you're on speaker or something.
Oh, sorry.
Just come close to the mic or
receiver. I'm here. Sorry.
I accept.
Do you know, just for Aman, real quick, Aman?
Aman,
what is his name? The difference with GLP is that he don't go to people. People go to him.
Right. Yeah, he's not necessarily giving out unsolicited advice.
Exactly. People call to him for advice.
Right.
So that's the difference. Just keep it to you, man. If people ask questions, then speak your mind.
Yeah.
With the parents who got locked up for their kids.
Ethan Crumbly's parents. Crumbly, if you are Joel Friday. The French, the French Creole. yeah.
What's up with the kid?
He's in.
So what happened to the kid? Do you know?
The young man, I believe, is. I think he's sentenced already to like life in prison, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, something like that. Ethan Crumbly. He gave like an apology. A few months ago or something.
Well, he can't keep his apologize to him, but he do his time.
Yeah. Yep.
Why the parents have to be locked up then?
I'm with you. I think that they don't need to be locked up at all. They are already suffering, and they need not suffer, really. But they're already suffering within with their probably false guilt and false defensiveness and devils in them hating the devils who are hating them, because there's just all kinds of judgment going around. And I hope that they can accept their fate, unjust though it may be, and accept that they did raise their, they did fail their son, and that, and accept it and have chin up, king and queen. Chin up, king and queen.
Yeah, there's
because
a lack
that's
of love.
The, what's be better, not bitter. And, you know, I hope that Ethan, it seems like Ethan might be doing that. He seemed to take responsibility and at least act like he's sorry. I don't know. He was 15 when he did it. Now he's like 17 or something. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Back in 2011, man, I was a little thug, you know.
You were a little thug.
I went out with my friend.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I did a lot of crime, you know. And I did my time for it. But I don't think my mother had to go to jail for it, you know.
Oh, okay.
Just a lack of love. She wasn't there for me. I wasn't here for her. So without communication, you cannot know what your kid is going through.
Yeah, true.
I didn't want to speak to her.
And, you know, I've known parents of problem children. Not murderers, necessarily, that I know of.
Nah.
But I've known parents of girls who were B-words and who got R-worded, allegedly, and got into all kinds of problems, had voices, and were on mental drugs and stuff like that. And the parents literally were used to the insanity that was before them when, you know, they use the term, the hairs would stand up on the back of your neck with when you find out the details of what's going on. But they literally could not see the insanity that they were continuing in, these parents and the children.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of lack of love. Like, a lot of parents don't even care about their children once, you know, they're old enough. Like, maybe 10, 11, they just...
The parents
let
literally...
the kids go.
Yeah, they blame the friends. Oh, it's her friends. It's his friends. No, it's you.
You did that.
You messed up, yes, and you did not... You set them up to be subject to the worst... in the friend among the friends.
And it's not the law of the land that's going to judge them. Only God can judge people like that.
Yeah.
And I live it. I live through it, so I know what it is.
And God's judgment is more gracious than the world's. I saw this cool quote. Oh. Matthew 12, 31 and 32. And this may not be the accurate translation, so bear with me, King James only people.
I don't even know what is the real thing, so let's go.
And so I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men. This is Jesus speaking, paraphrasing, right? According to the Bible, according to the book of Matthew. But the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, which means Jesus Christ, will be forgiven. But anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. And I don't exactly fully know what that means, but
it literally says
every sin will be forgiven. And blasphemy. People who say, oh, you're blaspheming Jesus. Oh, you're blaspheming God. But blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, I think that...
Like Jesse said, there's no sins. Well,
yeah.
He didn't say it yet, because it will be on Sunday, but what I think is there's no sins, because Jesus died for our sins.
Right.
We cannot sin. And when people say Jesus is God, no, man, he's our brother in the image of God.
Yeah.
We need to follow him.
True.
Be in his image, He is in the image of God, just like us. I think it's difficult to understand for some intellectual people that reading the Bible too much.
Yeah, It's kind of like the spirit is telling
you. Does it make sense? What I just said about Jesus?
Say it again in short, because you said it kind of long and I was distracted. Go ahead.
Jesus is not God. He's our brother in the image of God. So we need to follow him. Do you understand? Like, he's not God. He's our brother. And yeah. Just like us, he is made in the image of God.
Nice. I think that makes sense. Makes sense to me.
He's preaching, and you need to learn for yourself what he's preaching to be just like him. He's like an example, a dad that you never had.
Yeah. Nice.
maybe not.
Right on, man. Right on.
And about the females beating people, man. I was hanging around my block, and a crazy woman stopped to mess up with my neighbors. So at this point, I get up. I'm trying to go into my apartment, and she come to me, and she's, Mike, please do something for me. So I said to her, the only people who can give you help are at the hospitals. And she didn't like it. So she threw a punch at me. And I dive in the punch. And I put her on the ground. And now she's freaking out, you know?
Oh,
and I keep her on the ground. And I said to her, calm down.
I thought she threw punch like a drink, like fruit punch at you. But she threw her fist at you.
Yeah.
And you dodged it and put her on the ground.
I'm pretty good to dive it, you know? And I threw her to the ground. And I keep her there, and she calms down.
In self-defense, obviously.
Yes, I never let a woman beat you, man.
Yeah.
And then, but if I didn't do nothing, she's going to beat me. So
right.
Then, the next morning after that, she came to my apartment to apologize.
Oh, right on.
Never let a woman beat you, man.
Yeah.
Never do something. Not, you know you're stronger than her. You don't have to put your fist on her face, you know? Just...
Right.
Calm down, lady.
Yeah.
And I swear she's going to regret it.
Yeah, and that brought her back to her senses.
Exactly.
Because she apologized.
Real quick.
You did it, apparently you did it in some form of the right way where she was able to realize that she was wrong.
Oh, she knew it. Right when she hit the ground, she knew she was wrong.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice, man.
Sometimes you got to defend yourself, whether it's a man or a female.
That's a great story. Michael in Canada, man.
A great story, I don't know, but yeah, that's a real story.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not. Yeah. Cool, man. I got to run. It's good talking with you. Call
me again.
No
problem, mate.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
God bless you.
Bye. Guys, we're near the top of the hour. There is one line open. We're having fun. But it's Fob Friday, and so I need a downer. We need to diminish the viewers. We need to be bleeding viewers on the Hake Report, and I'm going to bleed them dry by playing Andy Lau. And I don't even know the name of this song. It's like track 8 on the Green and Silver album. I don't know if you would be able to look up what that is. Perhaps I can Shazam it and let you know what it is. Your musical Philistines, some Mr. China himself, Andy Lau. Hope you enjoy it. Be right back. Hang tight.
人生相恋只知多怨恨，原来情更深，伤口更深。只想一天可放心，只想一天不再问，我与你应不应 依恋一生，仍然望你接受我，我亦只是上瘾。风波接近，到底怎么可抽身？谁能尽弃世上一切去做快乐情人？即使有泪，已是没遗憾。相识只伤心人生，相恋只知多怨恨，更爱你更多一份痛心。终于今天不再等，终于今天不再问，我厌了红着泪眼做罪人。无论是爱与被爱，也是寸步难行。风急雨劲，哪可守得稳痴心？谁能尽弃世上一切去做快乐情人？只好接受，这叫没缘分。
So nice. What in the world is this? He's only repeating 5 different words. And I'm glad I don't understand a lick of it. Because then I don't comprehend how hokey it is. Just kidding, it must be something deep. What year is this album? Oh, I need it.
无论是爱与被爱，也是寸步难行。风急雨劲，
okay.
哪可守得稳痴心？谁能尽弃世上一切去做快乐情人？只好接受，这叫没缘分。
Okay.
无论是爱与被爱，也是寸步难行。风急雨劲
，End of Fate，
哪可守得
稳痴心？
谁能尽
弃世上
一切去做快乐情人
？Dragon and Phoenix Tea House，
只好接受
movie，
这叫没缘分。
Yuan Jin， Ding Dian Yang。1990 album, Would It Be Possible? Well, thank you guys for bearing with me through that beautiful music, in my opinion, Would It Be Possible album, Jackie Cheung. I gotta read some super chats, guys. Over on Rumble, some Rumble rants from Evil Is Still Real. Who gives a fly blank? Nicole got what she got. You burn the coal, which means you date black people. You will pay the toll, says Evil Is Real, meaning get beat up or something. Or hurt worse, maybe, even than just beat up. OJ died free from prison and free from his ex-wife, based black man. I disavow that. Think of how much worse Nicole's death, was it Nicole with a C-H? Death would have been if she were not vaxxed. I think he's trolling there. OJ was always black, and he was always evil. Yeah. People are evil. Black on the inside, which means like dark, not necessarily having to do with the race. Philip was with an evil woman. lesbians, says evil is still real over on Rumble. Are you suggesting that Philip was a lesbian? I don't know. Nice. That's cool. I pray OJ repented and received Jesus by faith before he died, says Crichton Herndon. That's kind of you. That's nice of you. Over on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport, there's one line open, guys, or we'll get back to calls. R.H. Hernandez the fourth. Oops, I doxed him. Bought three coffees. I think he goes by that on the internet, though. My first Hake coffee, and I've been listening for 4 years. Terrible. Yeah, but I didn't have Buy Me a Coffee all 4 years, or however many years that I've been going. So I think I got Buy Me a Coffee within the last year or so. Ego is real. Bought a coffee. If the phrase, you become what you hate, is true, and conservatives don't have anger, who said that? Why do demon rats not become conservative and conservatives become liberal? If they hate each other, they become the evil aspects of one another. Okay, so blacks hate racism, they become racist. Regarding John 12:1-8, Judas objected to the nard being used on Jesus, saying it could have been sold to help the poor, but Judas was the treasurer and wanted to pilfer the money. If the disciples suspected Judas of embezzlement, why did they let him remain the treasurer? I don't know if they suspected him until afterwards. Don't know. Don't know. Perhaps Judas's motives... Oh, I interrupted his super chat, which I do a lot. Carver commented on that. Perhaps Judas' motives were only understood after his betrayal. Oh, man, I stole your thunder. And got detailed in John, the book of John, when that book was written. My basis is John 13, when Jesus gave bread to Judas during the Last Supper to identify him as the betrayer, and the disciples had no clue what was happening. What do you think? I'm with you. I think that's the case. But did it specify that Judas was the one who was grumbling? Or was it just some of the people or some of the disciples or something? Or did it specify that Judas was? I don't really have time. I don't want to take the time to look it up at this point. Ego is real, but that's valid. You recognize the signs after the fact, kind of like the crumblies. They missed the signs until after the fact. And then it all made sense. In a manner of speaking. Carver bought a coffee. The OJ story really ticks all the boxes for the perfect Hake story. 1, black crime. 2, an evil woman. 3, the juice. Goldman, not OJ. 4, which I have no idea what or who Goldman was. Ron Goldman. 4, the Rodney King connection. Oh, yeah. 5, the way the media treats him now as a BLM hero. 6, happening 30 years ago, old news, says Carver. It's really only missing one thing, and maybe a little investigative journalism on your part can clear this up. Was OJ flat or round? Oh, that's an interesting question. I think it was a baltard. Crumble, says Joel Friday. And he may be right. I don't know. Sion C bought a... Thank you, Carver. It is interesting, the stuff that interests me. I don't know if it's interesting. Sion C bought a coffee. Delilah wants to go to the Korean restaurant and have some spicy calamari noodle soup. What do you say, Samson? I guess I'll treat you. You inviting me? I would probably have something different. Calamari, I only like fried calamari. I pretend to eat the... Because calamari is what? Octopus legs, right? Tentacles? These have little nubs. This one was already used for calamari. We cut off the long legs. There's a National Geographic. I saw a National Geographic far-left extremist National Geographic poster for octopi for an octopus. And it had these long legs. I'm like, whoa, that's too long. This is an octopus, right? Nice. sounds Korean restaurant, Korean food. I've liked Korean barbecue where you put the meat on the hot thing and cook it up yourself. I don't know these words. Thank you, Sion C. A few more super chats, guys. Not a victim bought a coffee. How is forced labor different than what we have? It's different from. Or if you're British or English, it's different to. Different to what we have or different from what we have. It's never different than what we have. Just a little correction there. Forced labor different to what we have. If so, will the man be able to stand up against the woman taking his children as her property? Interesting. I'm somewhat following the connection here. Forced labor is in slavery. God said we must work. So let it be God who's forcing you to labor. And not the world, not the woman, not your debtors. No, you're in the people to whom you are indebted. Whatever. Even if you do owe them or you have to or they're cracking the whip, be led from within by what's right and work. And have a good attitude as unto the Lord. And I'm fine with slavery. I think we should bring it back so we can be honest about it. Because you're right, we do have slavery now, only it's a mama spirit slavery that pretends to be for your own good. Whereas with the honest Christian slavery, and I hear that a lot of Jewish people in America own slaves too. I don't know. They might have been Christian about it too. Who knows? That was more honest and manly. Will the man be able to stand up against a woman taking his children as her property? Sometimes, but not always. And don't worry about it. Let her have it. Your life will be easier anyway. And their life will be easier, too, because you will be righteous and they will have a better chance rather than you being bitter about what the baby mama did or baby's mother did. Nice, not a victim. I appreciate that question. I did my best. But I always do my best. Then how come you fail? Popcorn Thump Keg bought a coffee. I believe you have worn a Knowledge is Poison shirt on your show. I have indeed. Although I believe that is a JLP shirt. No, it is not. It is a Hake shirt. The Hake Report. What does that mean to you? What is knowledge? Why is it poison? Please answer that first. Knowledge is facts. Facts are not truth. And sometimes you can call the facts the truth, or you call the truth, you hold on to this truth. And it puffs up you up. And that's poison. Poison puffs you up. You're all pumped up on your ego and distracted by this pain / pleasure of knowledge. And it's there's no life in it. There's no life in it. And I know that different people have said, and the Bible itself says knowledge puffs up. So that's where I got that. But love builds up. It's NIV, I know, okay? I don't know what the King James Version says. Blame my mother. She's a liberal. Not that liberal. She's actually pretty okay. But I know that it also says, oh, my people die for lack of knowledge, but you don't know what you, as you ought to know. You're knowing stuff that doesn't matter, or you think you know stuff, and it's a mess. Hope that helps. It's a lot of words. I would say that skilled surgeons are very knowledgeable about particular parts of the body and surgical techniques, and I would definitely want someone who has a great deal of knowledge and skill operating on me, not just wisdom. But you want them to have wisdom, too, because you don't want them all proud and all overconfident or distracted or stuff like that. You want them to have the wisdom. And you've called JLP a person with wisdom, but you're not letting JLP, with the knowledge he has today, perform surgery on you. Correct. I hope you don't go to the practical knowledge exemption. Laughing face with tears coming out emoji. Why not? Why not? Because knowledge, you're supposed to have poison sometimes, right? A little poison is good for you in limited quantities, right? You can poison your body with water. Water poisoning. Did you know that? You can have too much water. You're made mostly of water. So even water is poison. Especially nowadays with these PFAS or chemicals or whatever. So, yes. You don't want the surgeon to be all into irrelevant aspects of his knowledge when he's performing the surgery on you. He may be thinking, oh, I learned about the toenail, when your toenail doesn't need work. He's distracted with, maybe the surgeon knows that the earth is an obvious globe and he's thinking about that. That's a distracting knowledge when he's performing his pertinent surgery on you. That's all I mean. You want a man probably as your surgeon. Some women are okay, I guess, maybe. But generally a man is more dispassionate and less, has better depth perception. I don't know if that comes into play. That's what I heard, if they have better depth perception. I'm not against knowledge. I'm just saying that it's poison. And the people get all puffed up on knowledge. Don't you know that? But the Bible does say, my people die for lack of knowledge or something like that. So there's different poisons. Just be moderation in everything. Hope that helps. Hope that's satisfactory. But I'm going to, in defiance of what you said, that's practical knowledge pertinent to the situation. That's, they have the wisdom to apply that practical knowledge. Because there's impractical knowledge, meaning it's impractical to be considering the flat earth or the obvious globe when performing a surgery or talking to the ladies. Nice. Jessica Kerr with 5 coffees. Love your show. Keep up the amazing work. Have a wonderful weekend. Hands out smiley emoji or hug emoji. Thank you. Appreciate that, Jessica Kerr. And Gregatron, last but not least. I would be remiss if I didn't get to Gregatron right now. Hey, I'm with Lin Yen Chin. I like Streamlabs. When I started listening to y'all, Streamlabs was the place to be. Now JLP is kicked off. So y'all want us to buy coffee and donuts. What the? Also, what does it mean when the treasure chest is open on DLive? We got to open the treasure chest on DLive. Hake on DLive. DLive.tv/TheHakeReport. Shall I open the treasure chest? I think I'll do it. Hake's music is poison. Indeed. Let's open the treasure chest. It's redistribution of lemons. It's socialism because DLive is a Chinese platform, and the Chinese are communists, right? And we use Obama's sunken chest. Whose chest is bigger, Hake's or Obama's? Obama's sunken chest, and we distribute lemons. We redistribute lemons, which are pennies or 1.2 cents. So it's available to those who are participating in the D-Live crew, the redheaded stepchildren whom I disrespect so frequently and don't properly appreciate. Congrats to Kilo Alpha Tango, got 63.6 lemons. GMD Jim got 36.9. I'm doxing their budget. Potleaf got 26.9. Shout out to Misty and Grandpa Daryl for the ice cream. Thank you. And Kilo Alpha Tango, the light ice cream just now. Right on. And GMD Jim, Potleaf, all you guys. Hope that explained it. Mr. Gregatron. No blacks allowed. no blacks. Except for Nolo King, and he doesn't count as black because he's like Canadian or something. No blacks in D, allowed in D-Live. Not welcome. Keep it moving. This is a black-free neighborhood. Keep it moving. I'm kidding around. I guess I disavow that for the sake of my channel. I'm kidding. You can go there, Gregatron. It's kind of fun. Boy, the lines are full, guys. Daniel in Texas has been on hold forever. Daniel, thank you for calling and holding there, man. What's up?
Hi, James. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I'm glad you recently, or just now, touched on knowledge and the importance of it, because that is what I want to talk about.
Okay.
Now, I have a list here, because if I don't, I just circle around and ramble.
Okay.
So I want to be concise.
Cool.
All right. So I have some homework from Joe that I completed.
Nice.
Where he talked about the Battle of the Crater and the execution of blacks in that battle.
Okay.
What Joe failed to mention was, in that battle, Grant withheld black troops to be the front line, to be the first wave of soldiers. And it was very contentious because it was done purposefully. Grant purposefully said, we are not going to send any black regiments into the first wave, because the message is that the Confederates would simply execute black soldiers right off. So instead of playing into their hand in that manner, we are going to withhold the black troops. So Joe failed to mention that part.
Oh.
Okay. And yeah, there were black troops involved in it, but they weren't the majority of the casualties in that battle.
Oh.
And it was a Union loss. The reason it's called the Battle of the Crater is the crater was made outside of Petersburg in the Siege of Petersburg in Richmond in the summer of 1864. And the Federals had mined underneath, they had used a mine underneath the Confederate lines, and they blew a hole. And the Confederates were able to recover and reinforce as the Federals had pushed into this crater. And they were able to essentially massacre this encroaching force of Federals. That's what the Battle of the Crater is.
Okay.
The Confederates were able to hold their line.
What had he said? What did he say?
He said that that black troops were basically executed when they were trying to surrender.
Oh.
In the Battle of the Crater. So I'm shining a light on what the Battle of the Crater is. And I like Joe. You know, I like Joe. I like that he's bringing these things up.
Nice.
It allows me to talk about them.
Cool.
So that's my homework done, completed. All right, now.
Are you saying that that was war and not a war crime? Quote unquote.
That's just war. I mean, let's just
Let's
just call it what it is. It's war. The Federals, they had a means of. Federals took prisoners of war when the Confederates typically wouldn't, simply because of inability. The Federals had preferred, if you're a low-ranking soldier, James, and you're in the Federal Army, you want to take a prisoner because it allows you to take that prisoner to the rear of the lines, which means you're not going to be on the front line anymore.
Ah.
So,
nice.
So you want to do that. You want to take prisoners so that it will get you out of the front lines. Then you can guard your prisoner and return to the rear of the lines, and then now you're out of danger.
Right.
So the name of the game for the Federals was to take prisoners.
That's interesting. So the soldiers didn't care about winning the war. They cared about protecting their own personal lives.
Well, I mean, there's a number of things that you don't want to die.
Right.
There are ways to avoid dying.
Right. Yeah.
And that's one way you could avoid dying. You could take a prisoner.
Yeah.
And go to the rear. If you're not taking a prisoner, you're still on the front line.
True.
That makes sense?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So that just means more time in the front lines for you.
Yeah.
If you're a Federal. If you're a Confederate, they don't have a means of taking prisoners. The city's under siege. The population is starving.
Mm.
After the Federals had broke the lines at Petersburg and Lee had failed to, he tried to escape with enough men to continue fighting in a different area than the Federals, and the Federals had thwarted that plan, and Confederates watched a portion of Richmond burning from artillery strikes from the Federals. We were getting way deep into the Civil War. I was not expecting that. Anyway,
I got
the point
you.
Is the Confederates don't really have a means of taking prisoners.
Oh.
And so they're not going to.
So they're just going to kill them.
Yes. The Federals know this. They know that if they don't take a Confederate prisoner, they are fighting an enemy that is so desperate that they will not be taken prisoner.
Right. Take no prisoners. It'll K them all.
I mean, it's kind of it's not, you don't have to wait for that order. If you're a Confederate.
Right.
And you know that you have fallen into a siege. A siege is your worst nightmare, James, if you're a Confederate, because no siege has ever been lifted in the Confederacy.
Wow.
Once you fall to siege, once your city is besieged, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Because nobody's coming to save you. And that was the story of Vicksburg. Vicksburg fell with the expectation prior to it falling that Joseph Johnston's army would come and save it, but it wasn't able to. And the reason it wasn't able to was because the Federals had circled around and prevented Johnston from being able to connect with Vicksburg. And then it went on to siege Vicksburg. It was a very audacious campaign by Grant. It was unprecedented because Grant cut his supply lines, and cutting supply lines basically means your army's living off the land.
Mm.
Very precarious stuff. Armies are hard to feed. When you cut your supply lines, now you have a ticking clock of starving soldiers subject to disease.
Sounds like Gaza.
Sure. Anyway.
I got to keep it moving, Daniel. I'm sorry I have to cut you short. I'm not sorry.
I didn't even get to what I wanted to talk about. All right. Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about it another time.
Yeah, we'll talk about it more, man. I always appreciate hearing from you, man.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Gabriel in Toronto, Canada, is on the line. I'm going to try to get to all of you guys, okay? So I have to ration time. I am besieged by Satan with limited time or something. Gabriel in Toronto, Canada, thanks for calling and holding there, man. What's up?
All is well, James. How are you?
Hey, it's Jabril. Jabril.
Yeah.
The Muslim, Eastern European white man.
That's right.
Are you in your 40s? Or can I ask if you're in your 40s or 50s or 60s or 30s?
James, I'm 39. God okay. willing, this year I'll be 40. We'll see.
All right.
We have to live to that.
Nice.
James, I'll try to be short. I just wanted to... You had previous callers, like a few callers back, and you guys were talking how God does, how he works. Like, there's even an expression, God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
But I wanted to share my experience, and I think, I've noticed that he does it in a subtle way. He does it in quiet, you know, like nobody, he doesn't involve, he may involve few people to come in and help you, but generally it's done just quiet, as long as you have faith or, like, knowing him, and if I may. So, the example was like this. Some 10 years ago, I was doing job, and my job was I'm basically bringing people to work. I pay their salaries, and then my clients pay me back later, right? Like 30 days, 40 days, like stuff like that. So okay. It's almost like my company, we were giving a little credit to the company for the service, and they would pay us a little more for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm doing my accounts receivables before my week where I need to pay people salary. So, and then by when, let's say I do payment on Thursday. By Wednesday, I realize that I don't have enough funds for the payments because one of my clients, for whatever reason, he didn't pay on time.
Mm-hmm.
And like me, I try to stay away from loans and things like that. So, and I'm like, I remember on Wednesday, I realized that, and I'm like, oh my God, tomorrow I have to pay like 25 people. I have no money, funds. And the more I start thinking about it, thoughts came in, what are you going to do? I start thinking, I start feeling heavy. There's no physical pain.
Yeah.
But there's a pain where you don't know. It's like a middle-age crisis. Like, it's in your mind. And I start getting worried, and then I came home, and I couldn't fall asleep because of the thoughts and all that pressure. And then I'm like, okay. I'm like, I give up. I make a prayer. I say, like, I had a feeling to run away. You know what I mean? To run away from the problem.
Okay.
But I'm like, okay, I'm going to make a prayer. I'm making a prayer, and I say, whatever happens, it happens. I learn from it. My usual prayer, right, in times of hardship. And I say, like, you let your will be done. And I fell asleep. I actually, like, all the thoughts went away. Everything gone. Mind got peaceful, and I fell asleep. The next morning, I get up. I still am aware of the situation, but I'm operating like a zombie in a good way. I'm in a zone.
Okay.
So as I drive to work, thoughts trying to creep in. What are you going to do? You know, things like that. But my prayer makes those thoughts like, you know, like they're far away in the hallway, barely hear them. And I keep driving to work. My receptionist calls me and says, hey, one of your clients says that there's check ready to pick up. I'm like, double check. They have to pay us next week. She says, yeah, I know, but they left a message. I heard it, so I decided to call you right away.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so I go to that company, and I ask the woman who usually pays me back, provides me with a check. I say, what happened? Like, how come this check is ready? It was supposed to be next week. And she says, last evening, our boss, before we ended the work, our boss was so happy, so he came in and he started like, okay, give me all the checks. I'll sign all of them. And I'm like, oh, my God. And the funny thing is I just got enough and a little bit more to do my job.
That reminds
then
me
I
of,
knew.
That reminds me of stories JLP has said where there have been times where things have been tight, but
yeah. He's
always provided. It's always been enough. It's
yeah. Always
been what you need. It hasn't always been more than what you need to where you have, quote unquote, peace of mind from
That's
having
right.
extra money, but you are provided. The Lord provides.
Yeah, you have to have a belief, and
especially when you're being responsible, like you're doing your what you're doing your work.
Yeah, I knew by Wednesday. I knew I did all I could.
Yeah,
but I didn't. I knew that there's also options, like I could go in debt. But I really was trying to stay away from it.
Right.
And it worked out.
Yep.
Right. What I'm trying to say is that, like, we think we know what we want and we think we know what's right.
Yeah.
But in truth, only God knows. And sometimes He may not give you what you think you want
yep. Because
you think it's good for you. In reality, it's bad for you, and
yep. He
is not giving it to you for a purpose, for you to wake up, to realize or something, learn. So, yeah, it's a subtle way. You have to just have, like, in those moments, believe in Him. Well, knowing Him, that everything is going to be okay, no matter what.
Yep.
Even if it doesn't go your way, because it happened, it's the right way, you know? And
yes.
Deal with that in the moment. We get caught up with the thoughts, and then we start doing wrong decisions. We start compiling the problems when we, you know, do it in haste, in reaction way, you know?
Panic.
We have to stay still.
Panic, worry.
Yeah,
trying
yeah,
to
yeah.
Yep. Nice, man. I like that lesson.
And that's the story for those who so-called business people, you know, trying to make it out.
Yeah.
Know that.
Right on.
Okay.
Jabril.
That's it, James, for now.
Say how you say your name. I want to hear you say it.
Most of my life I lived in Canada, so I'm saying Gabriel, but when I hear Jabrail, I get like spider senses, you know. I'm looking. When somebody says Jabril, besides the spider senses, I start having goosebumps, you know.
That's like I get it's like an ego excitement about your name.
It's more like if somebody calls me Jabril, it's more like I know it's someone who knows me.
Okay.
Someone who's close to me.
Yeah.
When somebody says Jabril, I get more than that. It's almost like now I'm responsible, on a spiritual level, you know? Like, I have to be, like, even more, you know, like, aware.
Right on.
It's very interesting. Yeah, James, okay. Great callers, you and JLP, just wanted to tell you.
Thank you. What country are you from originally, by the way? Serbia?
I was born in city Grozny. It's a Chechen Republic. It's part of Russia right now.
Okay.
Yeah, we had war with them. That's why we immigrated to Canada. Now it's okay there, but still.
Yeah.
You know, people always complain. They will always find what to complain for.
True. Nice, man.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I appreciate
James,
you calling.
Thanks.
Call me again sometime.
No problem.
All right.
Yeah. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye. That's cool. I got to get to Kevin in New York, who's on the line here. Kevin, thank you for calling, man. Just trying to plow through all the calls. There is one line open. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, cool, cool. How you doing, Hake?
Hey, it's good to hear from you. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
It's great to hear from you, definitely. Yeah. just like I told the call screener, I just wanted to engage in a slight theological debate or disagreement.
Let's do it.
But yeah, you know, I've been reflecting a lot on this too, and I still feel like it's not necessarily a bad thing to take an intellectual approach to the Bible, because I mean I've talked with the Anchor Baby about this before, and I've told him, and I say this again now, that there just seems to be so many things about the Bible that are formulaic. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I try my very best to steer away from interpretations of the Bible unless I can be shown that it's consistent.
Yeah.
Or that I can see it for myself. You know what I mean? But first of all, like, I've come to understand for myself that you know, it's funny with us human beings and using words, because I agree with you guys and how you've said before that there is no word, the Trinity, in the Bible.
Okay.
Well, even though there's no the Trinity in the Bible, I believe that it's still a real concept, you know, the understanding of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Are real, but they're not all one. They do not make up that each of them is not God.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
They're not all equal. I would say that I would also say that even though God the Father is the only one worthy of worship, I don't think that God will necessarily fault us for the worship of Jesus. The reason why I say that is because the disciples had asked Jesus, what should we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus responds by saying that that you believe on him who he has sent. Do you know what I mean? So if we don't believe on him who he was sent, Jesus himself, then we cannot be doing the works of God. To put it simply.
Okay.
But to get,
what does it mean to believe on him, Jesus, whom God has sent? What does it mean to believe on him?
That brings up so many things in my head. I hate to
go to one that it goes to.
All right.
Or two.
Well, I really hate to respond with a question. Hey,
that's fine. Go do it.
But it's something I need to reflect on myself and answer for myself. The question being that if you believe in something, it doesn't matter what it is, do you also worship it? I'll have to reflect on that.
Right.
But basically the meaning of that was to believe on the reason why God sent his son, the very moment, the very reason why he was among us.
Oh.
And what he actually said to us, and his death on the cross, and the meaning behind that.
In order to forgive. Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've ranted about...
To have mercy.
I'm going to try to get to this quickly. You know, I've ranted in the past about the Apocrypha and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Catholic...
The Trinity...
That's like the Catholic Bible or something. Or various things. Go ahead.
Yeah, it shouldn't even be that. I truly believe that the Apocrypha should be added back into the canon of the Bible, and that many of Jesus' parables was actually him prophesying about the Bible, the actual physical Bible. And how I've said in the past that the Old Testament is the testament of the Father, New is the testament of the Son, but the Apocrypha is the testament of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, I remember you mentioning that before. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That is the actual concept of the Trinity. You know, the Trinity being the man-made word, but that's the concept of it.
Huh. What? Okay. I don't fully understand that statement, but it's kind of an interesting parallel.
Yeah, I'm going to try to prove it to you really quick.
Go ahead.
It's because Jesus says in a parable in Matthew that this is how he's prophesying about the physical Bible. He says in Matthew that the kingdom of heaven is likened to leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. It's talking about bread, leaven being the yeast in bread, and how the woman had to put three measures of it into it until it was a whole bread. I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to make it clear that I'm not sticking my own interpretation in this, because later, when Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem, he bade the disciples to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Ah.
So he had to go on to explain to the disciples that he wasn't talking about bread. He was actually telling them to beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Nice.
Yes.
Cool, man.
So, yeah, it's very interesting. Thank you for giving me time to explain that.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, Kevin in New York. Call me again next week if you like. And we can
absolutely
discuss more.
Take care, everyone. God bless.
Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Kevin from New York is part black, by the way. Did you know that? Not to dox his partial race. I am remiss in not getting to more of the super chats. Evil is still real. My favorite super chatter in all of history, hake history, that is, evil is still real, says calamari is squid, not octopus, is it? Thank you, evil is still real. And he gave me a super chat to correct the record. Calamari defined. Because I don't believe anybody. Squid served as food. I guess you were right. I was always told it was octopus. Little octopuses. Or octopi. Who knew? Evil is still real new. That's CJ. Do you eat, are you allowed to eat octopus? CJ, you're a meat-only guy. Is octopus meat? At this point, just call me Mike, bought a coffee. WWE, I knew it as WWF. I was over WWF by the time it became WWE. Not over, not just like whatever. Champion in the mixed division, 5'5", 130-pound, Michael from Canada. Clapping, cheers, clapping emoji. Thank you. At this point, just call me Mike. Appreciate you, man. That's a very nice super chat. And Lin Yen Chin gave me several more Streamlabs donations that I was remiss in not reading. Okay. Bum, 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 bum. And I screenshot them, but let me just... Okay, Lord Goodhair, you fail to understand proprioception, which is understanding of your body in space, your positioning, and what you're doing with your body, I think. Proprioception is likened to depth perception as byproduct of using two lateral parallel eyes to judge the distance of your hand from your face, but proprioception lets you do this in a dark room. Thank you, Lord Goodhair. Proprioceptors are in your muscles and stuff. It's like, and it happens better when it's natural and you're just focusing your mind toward doing an action. Your body will naturally do it more coordinatedly, oftentimes. Maybe a little training is helpful and necessary, of course. If you're trying to think about it, it reminds me of something that I saw in American Anchor Baby. I'm interrupting his super chat, where this paralyzed man was able to focus his mind to make the video game work through Neuralink. And he just focused on get that ball into that basket type of a thing, or get that soccer ball into there, and you're able to do it rather than like thinking about the body mechanics and don't kick the ground or whatever. I think Lin Yen Chin says proprioception is inner perception on your external form. It grants 3D mapping of space time as service to your sapience. I like this. Sapience is your sense of I. Not identity, but your sense of being versus not being. Sense of right versus wrong, good versus evil. Get Nick to explain how use of proprioception can be enhanced through so-called silent prayer to the point of sharpening your sense of balance so you feel the exact physical shape and distance movement of every object within arm's reach. That's cool. While when seated and calm to the extreme, your extreme calm... Your sense of proprioception can not only extend through objects within arm's reach, so you can feel their presence without needing physical contact as the conduit of this sense. It might extend much further with training. I think that's fair. Fair enough. There's martial artists and different things, different people. A master of proprioception should be able to project his sense of objects within 10 arm lengths from his center of gravity. He can even use it to focus and enhance any other sense, such as sight, to blend the two and gain new depth in accuracy of sense, says Lin Yen Chin. Nice. Thank you for the explanation, Lin Yen Chin. I did indeed, I believe, comprehend some of that. That's cool. So, thank you, supporters, guys. Wow, we're coming down to the wire over here. Let me double check for any remaining supers so that I am all caught up and have treated you all fairly enough. Bum, 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 bum. Well, I'm surprised about calamari not being octopus. I think I was told it was octopus. Is calamari ever octopus? Question mark. Many people think calamari dishes are made from octopus, when in fact calamari is actually made from a type of squid. Octopus versus calamari, what is the difference? I don't know.
Who knew? Who knew? Let's see if there's anything else that I wanted to get to here. What did I say that I was going to get to? Obama phones. Big Bump gave me this tip. Obama phone, FDR. Obama phones became a meme, I think, during the Obama administration because this black female was like, I got my Obama phone. I don't, I didn't vote for Romney. He stinks. He sucks. Don't say sucks, kids. Excuse me. So I think that's when it became a meme. I got my Obama phone. Shout out to the blacks. Lifeline is part of the Universal Service Fund. Did they have telephones back in the 1930s? I think so. And established under the Communications Act of 1934 per Big Bump. Signed by the socialist himself, FDR. Franklin D. Roosevelt. Thank you for that clarification there. So, Gregatron had said that it does... that Joe from Phoenix did have a point that that Reagan wanted people to have landlines, every household to have a landline. Get with the times, you poor people. Stop being poor. I don't know if that's the case. He may have had socialist tendencies. He did used to be a Democrat, but maybe Democrats were good guys back then. Crazy stuff going on in the world there. Oh yeah, California literacy is at a low point. I saw this. Reddit had posted this. It's a 2022 article, March 2nd, in edsource.org, educationsource.org. California has the lowest literacy rate of any state, data suggests, by Karen D'Souza. Decades of underinvestment in schools, culture battles over bilingual education, and stark income inequality, sounds like a whole bunch of communist buzzwords, have made California the least literate state in the nation. As Capital Weekly reported, nearly 1 in 4 people over age 15 lack the skills to decipher the words in this sentence. Wow. Only 77% of adults are considered mid to highly literate, per the nonpartisan data crunchers at World Population Review. In New Hampshire, the most literate state in the country, only about 5 out of 100 lack English reading and writing skills. Its literacy rate hovers near 95%. Doesn't surprise me at all, said Newt Gao, senior fellow who studies education issues at Public Policy Institute in California, as Capital Weekly cited. Capital Weekly. California, in general, does not do very well, and you can see that throughout the entire education pipeline. We really haven't been investing for decades, she said, the senior fellow S. We've been underspending the entire time. I don't know if that's true. California currently sitting in a surplus bigger than many states' entire budgets. For years spent less, about 13% less than the national average on kindergarten through 12th grade schools. Recent research suggests even high-performing California students score lower on standardized tests than their counterparts in better-performing states. Huh. School spending is one factor. I gotta end. But anyway, California's illiterate and the communists are blaming capitalism. They want more communism, dummies. I gotta end, guys. Callers, I cannot get to you. John in New York, Jaime in Minnesota. I gotta play Frog Eyes Friday. This track is, let's just play it. It's nice. Reform the Countryside, Tears of the Valedictorian. Adios, America. Bye. Oh, we found you.
transform their countryside.
We sing that song where the singer sings, he cleaned. I feel the deliverance was gained. From the right, she sings so all her hands. They roll to the golden tide. Oh, take that fool out of sight. But then you tell them that he got no babies, and he got no babies. Take that fool out of sight.
Frog Eyes is Canadian, not Christian. Tears of the Valedictorian, guys, is their album. I like this part where he comes back in. '07 album, I think. Look at the beautiful beach. We sing that song where the same things seem to me. I feel this deliverance was gained from the right. She sings a song. Oh, hands in the thing. Oh, they roll to the golden tide. Take that fool out of sight. Oh, when you tell him that she got no babies, and she got no babies. Take that fool out of sight. Look at the obvious glow. No Joel Friday TV. Anchor Baby at 4. The Fallen State at noon. I can't understand the lyrics. I do see your IG messages. Maybe I'll start a playlist of hate music on YouTube. Although it's not all on YouTube. What's up, Sorry I'm Sad 2014? I thought you were more of a carb caviar, man. Kind of a vibe, sort of. Well, thank you guys. Adios, America. Bye.